So I'm Father Steve. I'm the pastor here. I've been gone for a week, but don't forget me. I still live here. That was a beautiful retreat, and I was just following some people's share their some parents shared some text messages of the kids who are on the retreat, and just one parent, and I heard this same thing 2 years ago, what it's like to drive home with your teenage child and they can't stop talking about the retreat. This is kind of a beautiful little grace moments. And you all, meanwhile, have been reading about Tobit, which is one of the most strange stories of the Old Testament. This guy who, sitting under the tree, has bird poop fall on his eyes and just blind his eyes. Every time I see the teens read that first reading, they can't stop laughing. They get that part, they just like, wait, did I just read that? Like, did the Bible just say that this whole story is about this guy who gets bird poop in his eyes? And then for Sarah with her seven dead husbands who, you know, it's actually a great reading for theology of the body. But anyway, so I'll leave it alone, but just the emphasis here, we'll miss it tomorrow with the Mass, but Raphael, the angel, this is the one time Raphael is he's not a Ninja Turtle, people. He was an angel long before he was a Ninja Turtle or an artist. But anyway, he reveals himself tomorrow as like he's this hidden messenger of God to bring healing to Tobiah and Sarah in answer to their humble and devout prayers. This gospel is beautiful, and I'd like to, on the one hand, imagine it here in Mark chapter 12, but maybe also picture it when Jesus is walking with the two disciples after the resurrection on the road to Emmaus, insofar as Jesus revealing the scriptures to them. What it was like, especially after the resurrection, we just finished the Easter season, after the resurrection, to listen to Jesus risen from the dead, going back over Old Testament scriptures and showing you this is where it was always telling the story the whole time. You just didn't have the eyes to see or the ears to hear. But it was always telling. You know, in movies, y'all have heard me say this before, but in movies, certain movies, like especially Marvel or comic movies, they have these things that they call Easter eggs, like little hidden details that only the greatest geek fan would notice, that there's this little flag in the background that refers to this mortal enemy of whomever. And if you know the comics, you pick it up right away. Otherwise, it just passes, and who cares? This is where, for me, Jesus unveils an Easter egg in the Old Testament. And he says, like, kind of scratching his head, or rather causing the apostles to scratch their heads, have y'all noticed that the scribes claim that the Messiah is going to be the son and heir of David? And yet, here in the Old Testament, Easter egg, David calls the one who's to come his Lord. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. The Messiah sits at the right hand of God. And the Lord says to the one David calls his Lord. So Jesus is saying, hint, the Messiah is both son of David, son of man, and, guys, son of God, or God. Even harder to get your mind around. But it was always planted in the Old Testament. And Jesus takes a moment to help them see, here it is. Open your mind, broaden the horizons of your expectations. The Messiah is not just going to be some great human warrior, heir to the throne of David. He will be both heir to the throne of David as a man, but also God in your midst, Emmanuel, God literally with us. So I hope that we can appreciate, like, so many times Jesus was trying to open the eyes of the apostles, also opening our own eyes, to recognize that in that carpenter's son, heir to the throne of David, is also God in our midst. And for us as human beings, trying to understand the body of Christ, the church, which is oh so human, and yet divine. Trying to understand the Eucharist, which is oh so plain. The kids are like, it tastes like crackers, or not even crackers. And yet oh so divine. We ask the blessed Holy Spirit to rekindle our own faith, deepen it, and deepen our own conviction and witness to the faith that we've come to believe. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.